Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed into Memorial Day weekend this coming weekend, which means summer is just around the corner. And while summer may look a little different this year, one thing that will not change is Cass County Extension and Cass County Conservation Summer Day Camps. At this time, we are planning on having face-to-face day camps with precautionary measures in place if needed. However, if things change in that area, all pre-registered campers will still be getting a camp in a bag with a fun camp tote bag filled with camp-themed activities, and those can be picked up at our office if for some reason we are unable to hold those face-to-face day camps. In order to get a count for the number of people that are interested in attending camps, we would like you to go ahead and get registered for those camps. Our kindergarten through second grade camps this year focus on amazing metamorphosis. Campers will learn about frogs, butterflies, and the amazing transformation they go through. Those camps are scheduled June 9th, 10th, 15th, 16th, and 17th, and 18th. They'll be held in Atlantic, Lewis, and Anita. Our 3rd through 5th grade campers this year will be learning about fun and flight, exploring things that fly. Those camps are scheduled all day on June 12th, 19th, and 24th, again at Lewis, Anita, and Atlantic. And finally, on July 6th, our 6th through 8th graders will be having a woodland adventure camp. The fee for all of these camps is $10 and does include all materials. That camping registration form is now posted on the Cass County Extension website and the Cass County Conservation website. You can drop those forms off at the Extension office, and if you are not currently enrolled in 4-H, we do ask that you fill out a quick health form as well. And again, that can be found on the Extension website. If you have questions, please give us a call. We'd be happy to send you that form, or you can stop by and we can meet you at the door with one of those forms. Go ahead and get signed up for our 2020 summer day camps. Again, at this time, we are planning on having day camps face-to-face. However, if we are not able to do those face-to-face, or if you have a camper that you are not comfortable with attending that camp face-to-face, we can provide the same activities in a camp in a bag format accompanied by a video to walk your camper through those bag activities. Again, if you have questions, give us a call, 712-243-1132. We'd be more than happy to answer those questions for you. Also want to share our Gardening Well Isolated series continues. This is a series from our ISU horticulture experts, and this week our experts are talking about transplanting seedlings into the garden and fertilizing once transplanted. If your transplants were purchased from a garden store as small plants, you want to make sure the leaves are healthy, green, and free of insects and diseases before planting. Keep in mind that most vegetables need a sunny, well-drained growing area. Prepare a tilled, raised planting bed in your garden so water will drain away easily. There's also a video on how to plant and fertilize your transplants. You can find that online by searching in Gardening While Isolated. If you're looking for fertilizer, keep in mind that compost and composted manure are a great source of organic vegetable fertilization. Organic gardening emphasizes building healthy soil by increasing the organic matter in the soil, which can be augmented with homemade or purchased compost. Compost can improve drainage and aeration of the soil, increase earthworm activity and beneficial microorganisms to break down and recycle plant nutrients. You can also make your own compost piles in bins or boxes in your yard, or purchase a composter. Typical materials to build a compost pile, things to add to your compost pile include kitchen waste, yard waste like grass clippings, hay, or straw. Keep in mind that grass clippings with herbicide applied should not be used. It is not recommended to add any type of manure to a home compost system due to the potential for contamination or slowing of the composting process. If you'd like more information on transplanting and fertilizing your seedlings or starting a home compost pile, you can find all of those resources on the ISU Extension website. Many of those plant-specific materials are available in the ISU Extension store as well, and we also have some publications on building and adding to your home compost pile. And finally, the Iowa Cash Rental Rates Survey for Iowa was released earlier this month. That is available now for pickup here in the Cass County Extension office if you want to call ahead, or you can also find that online to print on your own. And of course, as with all of our publications and resources, if you'd like to give us a call or email us, we'd be more than happy to send that information to you in an email or drop it in the mail to you. To get a hold of information from ISU Extension or information on our upcoming programs, we encourage you to call us at the Cass County Extension office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website or follow us on Facebook. If you'd like to stop by the office, we are accepting appointments for folks to stop by, or we'd be happy to meet you at the door with materials that you need. And of course, we'd be happy to mail those to you as well. Just give us a call or drop one of us an email, and we will get that taken care of for you. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.